Hello everyone, welcome to my podcast Zen Life. I am the host Yoge Tsukasaka, Zen Buddhist monk, beatboxer, handpan player, and live looping artist. This podcast is about how we can apply Zen Buddhism concept or teachings into our daily life for a better quality of life. Today's title is Books Saved My Life. So, do you read books? How often do you read books? How many books do you read in a month? What kind of books do you read? When I was a student, I didn't read books at all. If I read a book at the time, maybe I used to read just one book. In a couple of years, maybe. Or just one book in a year. Or maybe I was just reading some magazines. Reading books were not my things at that time. At the time for me, listening to music was my life. However, when I was early 20s, I was an exchange student in England. And I had a really good time and really enjoyed it staying in England. But at some point, my life was changing little by little. I couldn't even notice that my feeling was going down, and I was depressing. I couldn't find which direction I should have go. What kind of life I was living? What is my purpose for my life? I couldn't find the answer. And for me, it seems to be there was no purpose, there was no meaning for my life. And I was losing the energy. I was losing my motivation. And I was losing my money. My life was just becoming darker and darker. I had no idea where to go. But one day, I found a bookstore. It was actually a Japanese bookstore. There was only one Japanese bookstore in London. And I just got into that store. Then I found a book which was written by some entrepreneur who failed, who lost all his money, who lost all his friends, who lost everything. But a while later, he became successful. And his story actually really motivated me. His story gave me so much energy. His story encouraged me to stand up again. And I noticed, oh, reading book is amazing. Reading book is a medicine. It's a really powerful medicine that motivates me, cheers me up, lifts me up. And I started buying, read books, many books. Most books I bought at the time was self-improvement, self-motivation, about psychology, philosophy, and spirituality. And I got to know I can change my life. And my life is decided what I think and what I do. So reading books changed my life. And now I buy books. Most of the time, I buy books in Amazon. When I find some interesting book, I just click it and I buy it. Books usually cost $10 to $20. And you can get a knowledge which is written by someone who is successful or who did something good, something great, who had some impact on society. And one book is the collective of everything of his or her life. And you can get it just for 10 to 20 bucks. What a cheap shopping. It's very cheap. How much money they spend for their life to get that knowledge or to get that experience? And we can know it just for 10 bucks, 20 bucks. And we can learn it. We can know the map for our life. We can write, we can draw our own life map. We can actually decide where to go. Your life is decided what you think and what you do. And you decide what to think, what to do from your experience. It depends on what you do from your experience. What kind of perspective you have, you get from your experience. And reading books make your life better. Definitely. If you don't have a custom to read books, just go to Amazon or bookstore and just find some interesting book. Then try reading it. If you find a very interesting one, it's gonna change your life. And you will think you want to read more books. So for me, music and books changed my life. Thank you very much for listening.